Oh, it's such a great movie, isn't it?
That's why it's one of my top favorites. Oh, yeah, I've probably watched it at least like 30 times. I mean, there's so many hidden meanings within the film, how can you not? Yeah, and you know, I never stopped wondering what was in that briefcase. I know, it's truly a classic. Some may even call it a cinematic masterpiece. Honestly, there were so many movies that I watched just because I heard you and my brother talking about them, and I thought that if they were ever brought up again in front of me and you were there, maybe you'd be impressed by how much I knew. Yeah, I figured it was a way that I could get close to you. And I know that probably sounds really creepy, but I don't really care at this point. Really? Well, I liked cuddling with you too. You know, since you're like twice my size, I can't say that I haven't always kind of fantasized about what it would be like to be held in your big, strong arms. I feel the same way. It's been a long time coming. No, my brother hasn't mentioned anything at all. I mean, there's no way he would have suspected anything unless, I don't know, unless he went through one of our phones or something. I told you that he wouldn't even question why you were in the bathroom the other day. The last place he thought you'd be would be in my room. I mean, he knows how much I like my privacy. But not when it comes to you. And you still didn't tell him that you and Emily broke up? Well, it's your call. I mean, I just think it may seem a little bit odd if he finds out from someone else and starts wondering why you didn't tell him. Is it like part of the cover-up for us? Well, even if you did, I mean, he's used to you being single, and as long as we pretend like nothing has changed between us, then he's never going to find out. I'm the last person that he would imagine you with, especially after he forbid me from dating you. You know, I've been thinking about that kiss all week long. Oh, and by the way, I really, I don't remember if I thanked you for getting dinner for us. So thanks, in case I forgot to tell you. I brought dessert. But you have to take my panties off first. Oh, do it. Do it. Take my pants off. Well, absolutely. I wanted to kiss you the whole time, but like I said, I really like this movie and I just wanted to finish it, but I don't think I can resist you any longer. I can't say that you didn't make me wet a few times when you were caressing me while we were cuddling. Oh my God. I know, I didn't want to rush things. Really? You're so understanding. Oh my God, I would love that. That's something I've fantasized about many times, you eating me out. You know, mostly because No, I've never had a guy eat me out before. I don't know, it's really intimate for me, and I wanted it to be with somebody special, as cliche as that might sound, and I also felt like some of the guys that I've been with, they wouldn't be very good at it. Yeah, and I didn't want it to be ruined for me. And I figured since you've been with so many girls, you're probably really good at it. I just want that tongue on my clit so bad. And then I think on our next date, I'll be ready to go all the way. Yeah, but for now, I really want you to taste me. Oh. Of course, we can do it right here on the couch. Wherever you want. I really like your place, by the way. It's so spacious. It's a good thing you have a big couch, so I can really spread my legs wide for you. Oh, yeah. Take them off. Oh, yeah. Oh, I did. I shaved. Just in case. I mean, oh. Fuck. Oh, of course you can suck on my titties. Oh, yeah. Oh, that feels so good. Are you rubbing my clit? Oh, and pinching my nipple at the same time. I love that, yeah. Oh, I feel like I've always been with these little boys that don't know what they're doing. But, oh, of course, I think of you as a real man. You're so fucking gorgeous, and you're so strong and sexy and experienced. I mean, I know you're only like 2 years older than me, but, oh god, I've just always found you so fucking hot. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, do you care if I call you daddy? I've never called a guy that before. It's something else I've been saving for the right person. Oh. Oh. Yeah, you feel how wet I am? Oh, yes. I promise. Next time. No, it's okay. I will be, baby. I'm gonna be ready. I'm gonna be ready to fuck you so good. Just like I've wanted to for years now. Yeah, but for now. I know, like I said. You're so sensitive. Yeah. For now, I just want to be eaten out. Oh, don't worry, that's gonna happen too. I'm gonna definitely return the favor. Next time, I'm gonna suck your cock like no girl has ever sucked it, baby. That's right. It's gonna be so worth the wait, I promise. Oh my god, I've always wondered what it would feel like to have a tongue on my clit. Oh. Oh my god. Oh gosh, you finger me so good. Oh, I didn't know it could be like this. I didn't know it could feel so good, daddy. Oh my god, yes. Yes, yes. Are you kidding? Nobody has ever made me that wet before. You're one in a million, you really are. Oh my god. Oh, yeah. Oh my god. Really? You wouldn't mind if it came all over your face? I'm so, so happy that you like how I taste. I've always thought that was really important. Oh my god, Daddy. Yeah. If I come all over your face? Oh, yeah. Oh, I love that. The way you circle your tongue like that and then redirect it right back into my tight little hole that you're gonna fuck so good next time we hang out. Oh, I just know you're gonna pound it so well. Oh, fuck. Yeah, but until then, your tongue is more than enough. Oh, it most certainly will suffice for now. Oh, and then, oh, I can just masturbate to how good you ate me out. And then next Thursday, That's right, baby. You can do whatever the fuck you want with me. I give you full permission. You can throw around my little body all you want. Oh, and I'm never gonna forget how good you ate out my little pussy this time. Oh, my little secret. Oh, I mean my big secret. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. Yes, are you kidding? Your tongue works magic. Oh, fuck. I wouldn't want any other man to eat me out my first time having my pussy licked. I don't think anyone would have complimented me as much, too. Are you sure it's the last time I'll ask you? Are you really okay with me coming on your face? Oh, I mean, if you do say so, if you do love the way I taste, I guess I should, shouldn't I? Oh, yeah, you like that? You like how I pull your hair? Oh, and just move your head wherever I want it to go? Oh, and just make that tongue fucking lick me just the way that I want it to, Daddy? Oh, fuck, I'm coming. Oh, yeah. I can hardly catch my breath. I almost feel like I'm gonna pass out. Is it okay? Is it okay if I pass out on you in your arms? I can hardly even articulate my sentences. Oh, Daddy. Oh, yes, I've made myself come so many times, but that was something else. I never knew an orgasm could feel that way. Okay. Yes, okay, Daddy. Let's just cuddle. I'll tell you all about it later. When I wake up in your arms. Oh, that was amazing. It was. That was everything and more that I hoped it would be. Oh, my little clit has never been happier. I'll just rest my eyes. I'm not gonna fall asleep, I promise. I'm not gonna fall asleep, Daddy. I can. I'm sorry. I can't help it. I wanted to feel how hard your cock got at me coming all over your face. Can I taste a little bit? Yeah, that's the first time I've ever tasted my own cum. Daddy. That was the best first date that I've ever been on.